start with Harriet Tubman. Who can give me some words to describe Harriet Tubman? Olivia.
Brave.
Brave. Okay, put that down. Everybody put down brave. Who else has another idea?
Confident.
Confident. Yes.
Abolitionist.
Abolitionist. Carissa says abolitionist. Excellent. What is an abolitionist? Who can tell me what it is?
Fifth grade students at Morrisville Eaton Elementary are coming up with some descriptive words for Harriet Tubman. Students such as Natalia Jackson just learned some of their local history, that the Underground Railroad for slaves on their way to freedom made a stop nearby.
We got to go to Peterborough and see the Gerrit Smith Estate and visit the barn.
Gerrit Smith focused much of his philanthropy on liberating slaves in Peterborough, a little northeast of Cazenovia.
I learned a little bit more about Harriet Tubman and Gerrit Smith's relationship.
The students worked with the folk music duo Magpie to learn more about slavery and abolition.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. Sing that much. Ready? Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. Troubles of this world, troubles of this world. Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. I'm going to live with God.
I liked it that they let us participate and let us do the hand motions and stuff.
Aaron Jackson describes sing-along spirituals they did in class.
River, freedom, walking. It helps us actually see how they work as a team. And how cool it is to actually be able to play instruments.
Now it was their turn to take the knowledge and actually write lyrics to a song they helped create with the Magpie musicians.
I heard about a man named Gerrit Smith.
I heard about a man named Gerrit Smith down underneath lakes and hills.
I knocked on his door and asked.
I knocked on his door and asked.
Morrisville Eaton teacher Carrie Martin says children learn best when material is presented in a variety of ways, and what more creative way than music that they write. She believes it will be emotionally attached in their memory.
They're growing up in a region that has a pretty rich history when it comes to community contribution, taking care of others, and Gerrit Smith was an example or a role model for his whole community, and I want them to know that because I want them to walk away feeling like they're a part of that and they can continue it and carry it on.
To the rolling hills.
Say, to the rolling hills of Peterborough. Let's all say that with me.
As more thoughts come from the students, Magpie helps the song take shape.
From the Chesapeake Bay.
From the Chesapeake Bay.
I walked many miles.
The song they came up with is part of a larger project called Harriet Was Here. It was dreamed up by Newcomb Central School teacher Martha Swan, who is also executive director of a human rights group called John Brown Lives. Swan wanted to connect different schools that all had their own local connection to abolition and the Underground Railroad.
And I think it helps to instill this feeling, this awareness that just my part of the story, just my piece of the pie, my backyard, it's not enough to understand everything. Somebody across the street, somebody down the road, somebody across the country knows something that will help me understand more fully what this history is that we share.
She got Magpie to work with her students, the Morrisville Eaton class, and students from Genesee Elementary in Auburn. Greg Artsner and Terry Leonino, the Magpie musicians, are music historians that have written songs honoring the Smithsonian and the National Wildlife Refuge, among others. And they just applied their songwriting process to kids.
So we figure out how to draw out ideas from them and then how to organize them. And then, of course, it's a whole process of really exploring creativity within the English language arts. So, and we show them how to use thesaurus and how to use rhyming dictionary and how to phrase and deal with meter and rhythm.
Well, you always hope that you're going to have the song that you need.
Sometimes,
and sometimes
really
you're
exciting.
Sometimes extremely exciting. Sometimes you're kind of on edge because you're not sure about the music because you're working so hard on the words. But we eventually come to something by the end.
Rolling hills of Peterborough from Maryland's Chesapeake Bay.
The Morrisville Eaton students ended up creating the song titled Kinder Heart about Gerrit Smith hosting Harriet Tubman's visits to their area.
So this is where we have to make sure we're together. My heart. We have to punch those first lines, okay? So try it again, but you're really close. Here we go.
They traveled to Auburn for a rehearsal and recording of their song. There was also a public presentation with the other schools that took part. The Genesee Elementary students in Auburn created a song about Luke Freeman.
He was friends with Harriet Tubman, and his barbershop was important to the Underground Railroad.
The song, the title of the song is the Morgan Luke Freeman Song.
The students from the Adirondack School of Newcomb came up with lyrics about the slaves who moved north trying to get to Canada.
Freedom, oh freedom, freedom, oh freedom, freedom, oh freedom, oh freedom, let him go. She knew the forests, the swamps and waterways, running hard with her people many nights and days. But the king said she'd find a way if anybody could.
The songs Magpies Greg and Terry crafted were each different, just as each learning experience was different. Martha Swan of John Brown Lives recalls one of the greatest parts of Harriet Was Here was seeing the different pieces of the puzzle coming together.
It's extraordinary, the feeling that comes forth from the kids and what they learn, what they share with one another. In our school, just the other day, our fifth and sixth graders Skyped with the Auburn kids, and they were swapping what their local connections, their backyard connection to Harriet Tubman is. We teachers, we learned from the Auburn kids what they shared with our kids.
Swan's idea for the Harriet Was Here project came while trying to find a way to advance understanding of racial issues.
If we could get children in northern and southern schools learning about the history, the geographies of slavery and the struggle for freedom as it was played out in their backyard, and if the kids then had the chance to swap, share what they're learning with one another across these political demarcations, that perhaps we would have a chance of deepening our understanding of slavery as history that we're implicated in North and South.
Pour out my traveling shoes, traveling shoes, traveling shoes. Pour out my traveling shoes.
And to speak to these students, maybe music was the right language for that conversation. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Oh.